Did you know that Truthout is a nonprofit and independently funded by readers like you? If you value what we do, please support our work with a donation. Correspondent Lara Court, Editor-in-Chief Eric Slavin, and publisher Max Lederer were all fired from their posts at Stars and Stripes on Friday, the latest attack on press freedom by President Donald Trump and members of his administration. This time targeting the paper that provides daily news to U.S. service members spread across the globe. I consider it a great privilege to live alongside members of the military and share their stories, said Court in a social media post following her ouster. It's a shame for the institution and service members who swore to defend the Constitution and deserve the right to a free and independent press. Court said she was informed that the Department of Defense is firing me for insubordination after I told a CBS reporter that I work for Stars and Stripes, not the Pentagon, not any administration, and not any policymaker. Slavin explained that he and Court were specifically fired over an interview they gave earlier this year with CBS News in which they indicated their independence from the Pentagon and the White House, and in which he said any effort to censor the news that military members receive would be resisted. Even though the military publication operates within the U.S. Department of Defense, it has always enjoyed editorial independence. I stand by the principle that Stars and Stripes must remain editorially independent, as required by law and by the department's own policies, he said in a statement Friday. Press freedom advocates slammed the move by the DOD. Today's firings are an ugly, un-American attack on our free press, said the free speech group FIRE in a statement. America's brave service members swore an oath to defend the Constitution. They deserve the free and independent press our founders fought for 250 years ago, not Pravda-style propaganda. The United States is uniquely committed to freedom of the press and has been since our founding. Accepting censorship means losing our national identity. Speaking with the Associated Press, Slavin said his firing for insubordination was for saying in the CBS interview that hypothetical censorship of news for service members would constitute a red line for him. We need to be able to provide independent news to service members, he had told CBS in July. If we can't do that, if we were turned into something other than that, if we were public relations, yeah, that's the foxhole. According to reporting by Stars and Stripes, Lederer was also fired Friday, though he had announced his retirement earlier this week, on Tuesday. In a letter to the outlet's staff, later posted online, Lederer explained, "It has become clear that my philosophy of leadership and my understanding of value and mission of the Stars and AMP, Stripes, differ in fundamental ways from the direction of the leadership of the Department of Defense." Replacing Lederer as the new publisher of Stars and Stripes is capped. William Urban, a longtime public relations officer and communications specialist inside the U.S. military, with no professional experience in the field of journalism. Urban previously served, as he explained in a memo to newspaper staff on Friday, as a spokesman for some of the hardest public affairs assignments in the Navy and Department of War for more than 20 years. Does repeatedly being at the center of a media firestorm qualify me to help lead Stars and Stripes? Urban asked in his letter. No, but it is not a bad place to start. Apparently, a public relations expert is exactly what the Pentagon, under the leadership of Secretary of State Pete Hegseth and President Trump, has been looking for. Earlier this week, Sens Richard Blumenthal, DECON, and Elizabeth Warren, DMAS, wrote to Secretary Hegseth over their concerns about the shakeup at Stars and Stripes represented by Lederer's retirement announcement and news that Urban would be his replacement. The placement of an active duty public affairs officer in the senior leadership of an organization whose credibility depends on its independence from the military chain of command raises serious questions, the senators wrote in a letter. For generations, American service members, particularly those stationed overseas and in combat zones, have relied on Stars and Stripes for credible and independent news, the senators added. That trust depends on preserving a clear separation between independent journalism and the department's public affairs apparatus. At this critical moment of leadership transition, that independence must not be compromised. an important fundraising appeal. We still need to raise $9,000. Truthout is one of only a few platforms for justice-oriented, grassroots journalism. Today, as political censorship from the right intensifies, we have no choice but to ask for your help. We are fundraising right now to cover our basic operating expenses. If you can support Truthout with a one-time or monthly donation, you will make a significant impact on our work. Anything you can do makes a difference. We appreciate your support.